This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing a little bit of weakness across the board today. We got the corn market down about 3 cents, still holding yesterday's lows, but finding a little bit of technical support near the 10-day moving average. The bean market is coming under a little bit of more pressure. Took out yesterday's lows, but still quite a bit above the lows from a couple of days ago. We did get a sales announcement, Mark, that we did continue to sell some beans to China. We sold they're reporting 330,000 metric tons was sold to deliver for China this morning. So it's good news. We do believe this is mostly Costco buying, because when you look at the actual cost of beans in the U.S. compared to the cost of beans coming out of Brazil, there's no economic reason to buy our beans. So this is more of a political reasoning to buy our beans to fulfill part of this trade agreement that technically, Mark, has not been solidified. I mean, Secretary Bessel was on over the weekend on TV over the weekend saying they're hoping to have this deal done by Thanksgiving. So it looks like maybe the Chinese are doing a little bit of good faith buying on the anticipation of getting this deal locked now.
And to that point, you know, a lot of people that I've been talking to have been asking that same question that we've brought up in the past about that 12 million metric tons number that was put out there initially with the framework of the trade agreement. Does that look like it's ever going to happen, do you think, Jim, before the end of the year?
I think it could happen. Is it going to happen before the end of the year? Possibly. Are they going to ship before the end of the year? I don't see that even feasibly at this point in time.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
December corn down 3 cents at 4.33 and 3 quarters. January soybeans down 11 cents at 11.42 and a half. December soybean meal down 3.70 at 3.23.30. December soybean oil down 63 cents at 51.54. December oats down 2 pennies at 307 and a quarter. On the Merck, December live cattle down 10 cents at 219.93. January feeder cattle up $1.08 at 327.13. December lean hogs up 60 cents at 78.50. December pork cutout down 60 cents at 93.58. Class 3 milk down 12 cents at 16.84. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.